You're listening to the Circle C Project.
Welcome to the Triple C Project, the podcast that helps you gain clarity, boost confidence, build courage, so you can live life lit. I'm your host, Ryan Spence, the Big Law Dropout, life coach, author, speaker, lover of hoodies, hip-hop, and big, hairy, audacious goals. If you're tired of living the life you think you should want and ready to start living the life you do want, this podcast will help you get from where you are to where you really want to be. Sit down with friends. I invite you to grab a drink, take a seat. Allow me to guide you towards living a life that's lit. Hey, 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 welcome to episode 2 of the Triple C Project. And I believe last week I said I would kick off this week with an origin story, but I'm not going to do that because I felt before getting to that, what was more important was to answer the question, what the hell is the Triple C Project? Because as names as podcasts go, it's not that intuitive unless you've been following me for a while and you've heard me talk about my Triple C method. So I'm going to break it down a little bit for you here, give you a broad overview of what it's about so that you know where I'm coming from and where the podcast is going and the sorts of things we're going to talk about. But it's hard to talk about the Triple C Project without briefly, very briefly glossing over my origin story, which I was a Big Law lawyer for 11 years. The last 5 years, I didn't really want to be there. I didn't really feel it was for me, but I also didn't feel that I could get out, that I could do anything else. You can probably relate. When you've done something for so long, you've invested so much time and money into it, it's hard to see beyond the box that you put yourself in or that other people put yourself in. And that was me. Obviously, I got out of that because I'm here doing what I do now. And as I've deconstructed the last few years and what got me from where I was to where I am and has created this vision that I believe I can achieve of ultimately where I want to be, the three things that kept coming to mind were these three C's: clarity, confidence, courage. In the personal development world, there's so many strategies, theories, buzzwords, things going on, and it can be quite overwhelming. And for me, in the early stages, was reading all of these books, or probably half reading, because I'd see one strategy and jump to another and then another, and not kind of really follow anything through or not really find anything that really kind of hit home for me. There were bits and I kind of pieced bits together, but I kind of had to create my own path, I guess. And when I look back, these three C's were ever present. They were a common thread in the quest that I was on. And that's why I am so passionate about them. And that's why I created the Triple C method, which is basically the foundation that underpins the coaching that I do. It's also the title of the book that's be out in April. I digress. So the three C's: clarity, confidence, courage. If you listen to the intro of this podcast, which I hope you have and haven't skipped it, you'll know that the aim of this podcast is to help you gain clarity, boost confidence, and build courage so you can live life lit. We're going to talk about life and living life lit again later. I keep saying everything's for later episodes, but it is. There's a lot to come, trust me. But for this episode, we're just going to have a broad overview of the three C's and why the Triple C Project. Also in those three C's, with future guests, we're going to dive deeper into each of them. I've got some great guests lined up. I haven't asked them yet, but I will be inviting them on the show, who I know can really, just really kind of give you real deep insights into what they see each of these three C's meaning. So I'm going to share that with you as we progress on this journey. Okay, so first off, clarity. For me, clarity is key. It was key to my journey because without knowing where I was going, how would I know when I got there? How would I know that I was either on the right path? And that's very much how I felt for a large period of my time in Big Law. I didn't go into Big Law for any love of law particularly. But I'm not going to lie, I didn't hate it the whole time I was there. I enjoyed it initially. It was nice to be earning money. It was nice to be in an environment where you're working with intelligent people and sharing ideas and feeling challenged and all of that good stuff. But it wasn't where I wanted to be. It wasn't what I wanted. But I never stopped to question that, because from the outside looking in, I was successful. And you don't walk away from that. You just suck it up, right? So getting clarity was a real important factor for me. And there were three questions which I had to ask myself, and which I still ask myself now as I continue to progress on the path that I'm on, and also which I ask my clients. And you should write them down and start asking yourself, particularly if you're not quite sure you're where you need to be or want to be. So, first question, who am I? Who are you? What is it that lights you up? What are your values? What excites you? And really sit down and think about that. For example, for me, autonomy is a real key value of mine. I want to be able to do what I want, when I want, with who I want, where I want. And that's not really conducive with being in the Big Law environment where you're expected to be on call 24/7, where in some quarters there's still an expectation of presenteeism, where you're just literally at the beck and call of the partner you work for or of the client. So it's no wonder that I wasn't feeling like I was in the right place. And there are other things as well, but I won't dive into all of those here. But it's something for you to think about. What are your values? Second question, what do you want? I remember being asked by the first coach I worked with what I wanted, and given the standard answers of, you know, I mean, I was in law and doing things around law and that sort of thing. And she challenged me and said, strip everything away without expectations, without feeling you have to do anything. What do you want? And I realized that I'd never really asked myself that question before. And when I stopped to sort of really do that and started to allow the dreams and the ideas that I'd kind of dismissed as not being realistic to come to the fore, what I wanted felt really powerful. I could actually feel it, not just see it in my mind, but feel it in my body. And so you take the time to ask yourself that question periodically, because I think we're very sort of quick to say what we don't want, what we hate, to complain about what's going on. But how often do you stop to really draw down into what you do want, really envision that, really paint the picture of what your life could be? And then related to that, the final question for clarity is, why do you want it? And the reason this question is important is because when you're shaking things up, when you're going against the grain, when you're pushing back against the status quo, undoubtedly you're going to come up against some resistance. That can be external external resistance from people who don't understand what you're doing, who think you should stick with what you know, who don't want you to succeed. But it can also be internal, just that fear, that discomfort that builds up inside of you, that questioning of yourself, can I do this? Those limiting beliefs that want to keep you thinking small. But if you know why, if you've connected to your reason for doing it, what I call your mission or your purpose, that's what's going to keep you going. I tell a story in my book about social media and my sort of fears of sharing on social media initially in the early days of starting down this path. And what changed for me, or the phrase which I keep playing in my mind whenever things like that come up, is service over ego. Like, what am I doing here? Am I doing it for my own ego, or am I doing it in service of something bigger, whether that's another person, another cause? So asking yourself why you want it will really help you to keep pushing forward when things inevitably get a little bit tricky. Okay, I've already gone longer on clarity than I planned to. Confidence. So for me, confidence is looking at what you want, But then it's getting the belief that you can actually get it, that it's possible for you. Because we can go through clarity and say, yeah, I really want this and this is why I want it. I'm all gung-ho. But if you don't really believe it deep within your soul, it's not going to happen because you're not going to do what's necessary to make it happen. For me, limiting beliefs held me back for so long. And it was only once I broke through those that the confidence started to grow. And that confidence, as I say, manifests itself in belief. It's, I want this and I believe that I can achieve it. And I believe that I can figure out how to get there. It's knowing the what and trusting that you can figure out the how along the way. And the final C, courage. Courage, for me, is just taking action. It's taking action to get the thing you really want. Because you can sit around and theorize about it and think about it and dream about it and create your vision board or write it down. But you've got to take the action to get to where you want to get the thing that you want. And for me, this is probably one of the hardest things for people to do. It's one of the hardest things for me to do because clarity, confidence, you can sit, you can write it down, you can think about it. It's all internal. It's all of that inner work. But courage is something you have to do. And if you do, people are going to see. And once you're out there and people see that, then it becomes scarier. It becomes real. And you have to push back against other people's opinions and agendas. But once you have that courage, you can do anything. You can take any action in any step to get to where it is that you want to get to. And there's a technique I use called courage stacking, which I talk about in the book, which is, in short, taking a courageous step and then building another courageous step on top of it and continuing to do that until you, one day you look back and the thing that seemed really fucking scary is now a walk in the park. You just do it without a second thought. And it therefore then helps you to do the next scary thing in front of you because you have this running chain of evidence that you can do hard things. So that's the triple C. And they're all interlinked because clarity, obviously, to get clarity, you need to know what you want. We need to know what's out there. And the more that you see out there, the more that your mind expands to conceive of what's possible. With confidence, knowing what you want is one thing, but you need to believe that you can get it. So it's the natural progression from clarity. So how do you build that? And then once you've got that confidence, you then need to have the courage to take the action to get after the thing that you want and that you believe that you can achieve. So they all work together. And they're always work in motion. They're always constant because as you grow, as you level up, new challenges appear and you have to continuously revisit them. But those are the three C's. And the triple C's are the foundation for what I do and for what I do with my clients, because I think once you are clear on those, then the other aspects of personal growth and development, you know, the aspects of influence, the aspects of productivity, will fall into place because you know why you're doing it. So you're continuously check back in with each of those three C's. Project. Why is this a project? Well, the definition of project is an individual or collaborative enterprise that is carefully planned to achieve a particular aim. And that's like this podcast, really, because this podcast is an effort. It's an enterprise. You can call it individual because I'm presenting it and created it. It's also collaborative because you're listening to it and hopefully talking about it. And the aim, as I said at the start, is to help you move from a life of lethargy to a life that's lit. It's ultimately to raise ambition, to help you see that there is a choice, that you don't have to do what you've always done and you don't have to be what you've always been. And by gaining that clarity, boosting that confidence and building that courage, you start to become more of who you are and who you're meant to be, rather than defaulting to who you should be and going through those motions. So that's the Triple C Project. I hope that all makes sense for you. Any questions I'd love to hear, you can drop me an email at hey@iamryanspence.com. And yeah, this is what we're going to be doing going forward. Each episode, we're going to be doing something or talking about something that's going to help with these things, that help you gain that clarity, help you boost that confidence, help you build that courage, help you live a life that's lit. And obviously, we're not just going to talk about clarity and confidence and courage one after one in each episode, because that'd be a pretty short podcast. But as I said before, the personal development is all linked. There are all of these strands that shoot off these things, and we'll be covering all of those. But ultimately, the foundation is going to be the Triple C. Cool. In next week's episode, I promise I'll give you that origin story. All right, until next week. Thanks for tuning in to the Triple C Project. If you like the show, don't keep it to yourself. Go ahead, tell a friend, and tell me too by leaving a review. And to get more tips, tools, strategies to help you get from where you are to where you want to be, you're going to want to be on the mailing list. Just head to iamryanspence.com, sign up there. You'll hear from me every week, and you'll also be the first to know about the release of my upcoming book, Triple C Method. But for now, all I have left to say is stop living a life of lethargy and start living life lit.